Tomorrow's Small Podcast. Welcome back. Jack Boy and Kodak. This is a fucked up beef, man. Cause like I said, they you know, Haitians usually stick together. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's like it's like at the end of the day, everybody be like, don't beef about money. Shouldn't be beefing about no money. But then at the end of the day, it's like, you know, when somebody beefing and you try to squash it, the first thing that people say is, oh shit, nigga, if that shit ain't about no money, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? So if it's paper, then I come, you know, by the streetway. if it's paper, then by the streetway, you know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be beef. It's supposed to be static about some money. But you know, in terms of me, I always thought it was supposed to be big money. You know what I'm saying? Like meaning like, nigga, don't be out here beefing with nobody over like $30-$40, like shit like that. Like that ain't no money, so you can't be, oh yeah, the problem started off that. Like, you know, it can't be like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, in the terms of $1 million, you know what I'm saying? That's something different right there. That's really something different. You know, that's a lot of fucking money. $1 million to change a nigga life. Even though nigga, people like them, you know, they already got $1 million and shit. $1 million change your life. So basically what's going on is like when Jack Boy, and I ain't gonna lie, Kodak ain't write his music, you know what I'm saying? So of course, you know, he feeling entitled, and Jack Boy dropped, I think it was two albums, and they was cranking. Them joints was cranking, bro. You know, and I ain't gonna lie to you. A little bit of the love that he was getting was because, oh yeah, that's Kodak, little man. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you know Kodak. Remember Kodak. Kodak fan base is vicious, especially like when he had like the little haircut, or better yet, when he first started getting the little banger two knots he be getting and shit. Like before he used to get them joints, when he would be getting them joints frequently, cause I think he was, when he came home and he made the song, like, first day out, this my grandma, that his first day out, when he first came home and he surprised him, like it ain't, you know, that video. All right, at that point right there, nigga, that's when, like, you could arguably say, like, that Kodak fan base was bigger than the nigga NBA Youngboy joint was catching fire around that time. Like I said, NBA Youngboy joint was catching fire. But at that time, Kodak Black, his fan base was through the roof. Like, remember, he for a long time, he was the only, like, rap artist that sold records. Everybody else, like, you know, niggas would be, you know, doing a lot of talking and looking sweet and looking good, but when they tapes and their albums drop, they wasn't doing no money. You know what I'm saying? Kodak was always, like, you know, charting. It was like Kodak had, like, a mixture of, he had like a mixture of a white fan base. He had a white fan base and a black fan base. So it was like real sweet. You know what I'm saying? It was like real sweet because you know, like those people spend money. White people spend money. Like you got all niggas and straight in the trenches in the trap. You know, with the Apple, that's the thing. Like, that's why a lot of people had to switch their whole game up to a certain way, had to have their music a certain kind of way, because you got to get accepted by the people that pay for music. You know what I'm saying? Once you elevate to the digital world, it's all about people paying. It's like, niggas, see, back in the day, niggas would steal your shit on LimeWire and, you know, down. You know, I remember how motherfuckers would get burn shit, burn CDs, all that type of stuff. All that stuff is over with. So you really need people that's, you know, first off, got an iPhone and got Apple and, you know, they like your type of music. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they can... Then go get your shit. You know what I'm saying? And they gotta have memory on. You know what I'm saying? It's all this kind of shit. When so Kodak, like I said, Kodak has always dominated. If anything, to me, he went down because of like all the little controversial shit he was saying. Like, you know, remember he had it's just been a lot of little shit that he been going through. Like, you know, the Laura London shit, the T.I. shit, the Gilly the Kid shit. You know, even though like some of them Jones, he wasn't wrong, and he did his thing. It kind of showed a side to him that probably scared some of them little white kids away from her. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but he's like I said, bro, still crank. Like he still got M's on all his videos and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not affecting him that much. Like, he ain't, like, falling. He's still who he is, you know what I'm saying? Still able to drop, you know, endless albums and back-to-back albums, no promo albums, and still do good. Still crank, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, what Kodak did was, and I can basically say this shit like I was there, because this is how, you know, this is how it goes in every rap situation. Like, Kodak basically... ain't put dude up under no contract for real. I think he did initially after a while because, you know, he was sniper gang, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think he just put him on to like, you know, hey, this is what we do. And then, you know, nobody really expected Jack Boy to turn up like he did. Like them last two tapes, like when you was listening to him, you was getting a vibe like, damn, he really did. Like he had a song with Black Youngster, and I was like, oh my God, neither one of these niggas can hold a song by themselves. Like they all need a feature and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm amazed that how even some of Black Youngster's tapes came out, you know what I'm saying? Like, for the style, how they rap. And then when you go to Jack Boy, I'm like, damn. And then they did that song together, and the song that they had together was like, it was all right. And I was like, this nigga, he really got better. He really worked on his craft and shit. And, like I said, I know he made some money, but a lot of that love was from... like what Kodak said, like you making money off my face, like it's basically like you on the stage with Jordan, and then Jordan get injured, and then you got sub in for Jordan, so like you still got all of Jordan's fans like Kodak, you know what I'm saying, and then you right there, so not like you know you touched a lot of real niggas. Because but you know, even though they may not say it, but it was because of Kodak. It was because you was Kodak's man. Like when they got into the beef. Now this shit look horrible. This makes sense. This why Kodak keep doing all that NBA YoungBoy shit. When he keep playing NBA YoungBoy song. Because I felt like this in the middle of when this shit was going on, when Jack Boy and NBA YoungBoy was kind of going back and forth, I kind of was feeling like maybe Jack Boy was just talking like how he thought maybe Kodak wanted him to talk for real, you know what I'm saying? And I think that, you know, as his boy Kodak role for him, but I don't really feel like Kodak was really 100% behind the shit he said to NBA YoungBoy. It just didn't sit right with me, especially how he acted when he came home. Like, keep on posting him, keep on talking about him, shit like that, saying free him and shit like that. I don't think that really was meant to be like that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I don't think Kodak had Jack Boy under no kind of paperwork. I think for Kodak got, I think he's strong up. I don't know per se if it was like some niggas pulled up and was like, give me that million. Like, I don't think it was like that. I don't think it was no shit like that, but I definitely think it might have been like some shit with whoever he signed to or something. However that shit was, you know, it was forced upon him. Because you see, Kodak said it took long enough. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, you know, how that situation went or whatever. But I don't think he had him on. I think he real life got it off. So, like, this what we could do. You better give us this or we'll take, you know what I mean? Like, you know, so, and basically in Jack Boy's defense, he got the syndrome of that. That's why Kodak was saying, oh man, I'm not signing no rappers no more. I'm not signing no rappers no more. Y'all ungrateful. And that's true, motherfucker. Like, it's almost like this. The person that is up is the doer. And then the one that's under him, he don't want to do shit. So it's like basically like this. It's almost like the person that the donor, it's almost like they come up and they don't want to, they like, it's like no matter what happens, they don't want to pay you shit. Even if, like, if they making so much money, they don't want to pay you shit because simply for the reason that you said you ain't had to give me none. But like, it's almost like common courtesy. But you gotta have a real nigga heart. You gotta have a real nigga heart when you doing shit. And a lot of these street niggas, they don't have that. And that's where they get fucked up. Like, see me personally, if that would have been the same scenario. And Kodak was like, hey bro, you ain't gotta give me shit, you ain't gotta do nothing for me. This shit on the nigga, when bruh would have came home, nigga, I would have had this for him. If he needed it, because I already know this nigga still got more money than me, I'd be like, hey, bro, I got you this. Or, like he said, man, nigga could have bought me a watch. I'd at least bought the nigga a chain, like what, how, like, fucking Rowdy Rich and them niggas did it. What'd I say? That's Bobby Smurder and them, like, how niggas was getting niggas chains and get the nigga a bracelet or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? You could have did something to make the nigga feel, it's like, they don't never want to go the extra mile to make a nigga feel like, man, this on you. It's like niggas are really feel like I did all this shit by myself. You ain't do shit for me. You didn't write for me or nothing like that. So I did this shit by myself. Like it's like a young nigga thing. It's like a young nigga thing. Like, I had gotten into it with my younger brother. And he was paying me rent to stay. He was paying me rent to stay in my room. I can't even remember what it was. It was like some short shit or something. And we had got into it. And he was like, what? You don't do shit for me. And he had to realize, like, nigga, like, you paying this and rent out here is this and ain't nowhere else you gonna be able to go right now. You know what I'm saying? And I think it kind of, even though he was mad, I think he kind of realized like, fuck, what am I saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Kodak, you wouldn't, I mean, Jack Boy wouldn't, you wouldn't have the fan base that you have if you wasn't with a Kodak, if you didn't have the Kodak jersey on. It's literally like I said, remember Yankee Stadium, motherfucking bottom of the eighth. You know what I'm saying? Yankee Stadium, top of the eighth, fucking Derek Jeter gets hurt. Now the nigga that subs in for Derek Jeter, we watching you, baby. We watching you and we rooting for you. Let's go. That's what it was. Like, we was showing that love to you because of bruh. And you was doing your shit was sounding good. But even if it didn't sound good, we was still gonna show you that love. That's what the point that he's not gonna see, because the music was actually good. But what it really is even if the music was bad, we was gonna show you that Kodak love just because of what you is. So that's why bro want his money, because it's like, damn. And then you don't even make a nigga feel like some shit, just be, you know what I'm saying, just like the shit, think about the shit Lil Jess Hilarious been said when she was talking about the cheating shit. She said, all we gotta do is lean over and give you a little and y'all ain't even paying attention no more. You see what I'm saying? So all you gotta do is show a nigga some love, not in that matter, not saying in that matter at all. I'm just saying, like, all you gotta do is realize, you know, niggas don't know how to make a nigga feel like, hey man, I appreciate what you did for me, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, how you just gonna not give a nigga shit? How you just gonna not give a nigga shit? Then when a nigga come home, you move? Get the fuck out of here. I'd have blocked your ass too, because it's like, nigga, you're not about to. I don't, and remember we kept saying that shit. Remember we kept saying that shit. Like, bruh, something is wrong. There's no way that Jack Boy and Kodak would not be. There's no way somewhere down the line they dropped the ball, and you knew it had to be. You knew that it had to be some type of situation about her. You knew it had to be some type of situation about her, about him not wanting to give Kodak some money. You knew it. You just knew it. Unless you're stupid. You knew it was going to be something like that. Like, something about Kodak probably trying to get a little bit of that money. Because, yeah, you know, you just like, man, turning the fuck up. It's cool. But, you know? So, obviously, you wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the provider. He the reason for all this shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. It's some niggas that Kodak didn't take with him. It's some niggas from Ugly Corner that's jive fucked up with Kodak because of the niggas he got with him. Like it's niggas that feel like Kodak shouldn't even be fucking with his brother John Wick. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the nigga name, but he shot a whole Say Cheese interview in Ugly Corner. You know what I'm saying? So it's like. Kodak ain't get that man that, you know what I'm saying, that type of, you know what I mean? So them niggas, I guarantee with them niggas, they probably send back laughing. Like, see, told you, got these fake ass niggas around, you know what I'm saying? Like, you supposed to hold that shit down, bro. You supposed to hold that shit down. That's why when John Wick was saying what he was saying on his live about 2 weeks ago, he was just like, yeah, they gotta patch that shit up. They gotta talk. You see what I'm saying? Cause that when niggas say that, that's cause it's about some money. That's when somebody feel like they owed something. And ain't no Kodak feeling entitled, nigga. This is real money. Like this ain't Kodak ain't no regular. Kodak ain't no regular street nigga with no regular little DMV buzz or nothing like that, nigga. Or no, nigga. This is Kodak Black, my nigga. Like, I, you know, nigga, some of the first people I heard talking about Kodak Black was motherfucking 7 to 18-year-old my workers that was fucking straight-A students and shit was talking about this nigga. Like, I had never heard of no Kodak Black. And Bobby Smurda, too. They, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas was putting me on to them type of rappers, you know what I'm saying? So that's fan base. These... You know, niggas in the street are always gonna catch on to the new waves and shit, you know what I mean? But for the little college motherfuckers to be doing it, oh nah. That's different. That's different, brody. But yeah, man, sorry about that. But for sure though, man, Jack Boy and Kodak, man, this is I hate this shit like with a passion, cause like, man, they really had a you know, like seemed like they had, you know, good love, but you know what I mean, like I said, you know, money change everything though. Money, you know, sometimes but even them still, they look like the type that had a relationship that they wouldn't allow money, you know what I'm saying, to do what it did to them, you know what I'm saying? But I guess not, you know what I mean? Like I said, that, you know, people gonna always change, man, like, you know what I'm saying, for some paper, you know, make it seem like it's, you know, they always change for some paper, and then, you know, make it seem like it's your fault, you know, and they just doing what they doing because it's about money, you know what I mean? So, but I think ultimately, like, when you're in the position that Kodak in, not even about the money, but, like, when you're in a position where you're looking for a person to show you back that love, it's like, it's almost, I think eventually Kodak will get over it. It's just that, you know, that hurt when you get in that position and you, like, you feel like you did so much for a person and then you want them to show you back that love and shit like that. It, you know, and then, like, they got the little meme where they be like, no matter who, just cause you showing love, like, just cause you showing love, that don't mean they gotta show love. Like, they got that little meme, you know what I'm saying, to try to make motherfuckers, you know, to try to make people, you know, stop thinking about that type of shit. But that's bullshit too. You know what I'm saying? That's bullshit. Like, you know, like, you can show the love. I always say that, man. You can show the love back, man. It's nothing wrong with showing love back. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's hard. But that's all that's going on. I guarantee that, you know, when they get back cool, if they do, I guarantee it would look just like some real brother shit. But because the pain is within Kodak. It's not in Jack Boy. You know what I'm saying? Because Jack Boy is a street nigga. He's a street nigga. Supposedly a hitter. You know, them niggas, they feel different. Like certain shit. Fuck. No matter what, if something hurts you. If a nigga a real street boy, like, then no matter what hurts you, it'll never affect them because they feel like, oh, like they feel like they can dictate what hurt a person. That's the problem with street dudes for real. Like, they feel like they can dictate, like, oh, nigga, I ain't even doing that. How that hurt you? You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, so ain't no love lost, like Jack Boy said, ain't no love lost, because he just doing what a street nigga do. Like, nigga, you said I ain't had to pay you no money, I ain't give you no money, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but see, it's other ways to handle that. You just cause he say don't give me no money, that don't mean, like, nigga, you just gonna buy your mama a house and buy this and buy that, and you ain't even gonna throw shit Kodak way. You ain't gonna make a scene. You ain't gonna give me one of these punk ass Instagram videos like all these other niggas getting, like Lil Baby getting, you know, thug, you know, his beat ain't come thug. Shit by, you know, Bust Down Rolly and all this shit, or Richard Milley, and, you know what I'm saying, Gunna getting a $1,200 bag for his birthday, and Sinito gives Gunna $200,000 cash for his beat. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna give him none of that type shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, this is that shit gonna even back up and everything. But like I said, the hurt is within Kodak. It's not with Jack Boy. Like, and Jack Boy's sitting there with the stuck face. That's why he like, you acting funny right now. You acting funny right now because what it is he understand, like, you know, and now he can talk because he got the money. Like, Kodak got his money. You see what? No talking going on. It was just like little fake, little subliminals. And Kodak really wasn't saying nothing. You see, because trust and believe, he been asked for the money because you heard what it said. It said, took long enough, but it's, yeah, I just got that money from Lil Jack. Thanks, bro. You see what I'm saying? So he been waiting on that M. He just finally got it to him. Believe that.